Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys on the phones. We got a ton to get to today. A nice win by the Phillies. The NFL draft is just 8 days away. Elliot joins us at noon. A daily mock. We'll check in with you people, the big decision the Eagles have to make in a couple weeks. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, Summer, y'all need to quit playing with me and let Summer get here. Woke up this morning, man. It was brick.
It's like less than 50 today.
Yeah, it was a little cold, man. Yeah. I refused to put a jacket on, though.
That's. I mean, is anyone surprised?
Refused. Mm-hmm. I brought one, though, because okay. You know, baseball. Wow. Well, it's baseball today, and I got to.
You playing?
No, Harper's playing, and I got to be outside, so. I brought a jacket.
You better bundle up. All right, Hugh, you know what? Whether it's spring or summer, whatever, that was a good win by the Phillies last night. And they needed it. I needed that victory last night. Hugh, that felt good to watch. Lizardo wasn't as great as he's been his first couple games, but he was still good. Bullpen, hey, Romano does another good job. Good inning by, you know, Alvarado to get out of damage there. Closed out by Strom. And I just, didn't you feel good watching Alec Bohm get a big hit in a big spot?
Yeah,
he needed that.
He needed that. And you know, you're talking about, it's funny, right? Because I think about yesterday and the day that we had yesterday, everybody was upset. Mm-hmm. And this is the beautiful thing about baseball. If you could just weather that storm and get past that valley and get back up to the peak, you'll be okay.
Yep. And look, you know, we had some calls yesterday saying, hey, Bryce Harper, wake up, help the team, do something big. And he did. That was a big home run last night. Two-run shot. Without that, they don't win that game because they gave up that fourth run. So the Phillies get a victory tonight. We'll do more on the Phillies, but a good win last night and hopefully get another one tonight at Citizens Bank Park with Nola on the mound. But Hugh, yesterday, aside from just the Phillies game, I was listening in to Howie Roseman and the NFL draft, pre-draft, whatever they call it. They do a press conference where they're kind of vague, but they give you some hints and they ask questions. But it just kind of it brings you to reality of where they're at. They're 8 days away from the NFL draft. And he was interesting. I was driving in this morning, and I heard Joe DeCamera talking about the mentality of the fan base when it comes to the Eagles and Howie and this total trust of the Eagles as we enter this part of the offseason, right? It was a lot of trust in free agency, even though they lost a lot of good football players. Mm-hmm. And now we have this trust entering the draft. And I as we get closer to it, I don't know who they're going to pick at 32. None of us do. The 32nd pick's hard to guess. But here's what I could tell you. There's been, I get this feeling, I get this sense, Hugh, in the city right now, that people are convinced the Eagles have figured out the NFL draft. There was a time where everyone said the Eagles, they overthink it. Howie overthinks it. They take the wrong player. They make too many mistakes, right? Whether it was Jalen Reagor over Justin Jefferson, or you could find five other mistakes they made over the years. And mm-hmm. The last 4 years, it's been the opposite. They've hit a lot of really good draft picks. I'm looking at their drafts right now the last 4 years. Devontae, Dickerson, Milton Williams, Davis, Juergens, Dean, Carter, Nolan Smith, Quinion, Cooper. I mean, it's been excellent drafting, top of the draft. But I just want to say today, I am a Howie Roseman guy. I believe in Howie. He's a great executive. But nobody's this good. And I'll say it in terms of, like, if you're watching a hitter and they hit home runs in five straight games, They're probably not going to hit a home run in the sixth and the seventh and the eighth, regardless of how great of a hitter they are. If you're watching a great shooter in the NBA and they're on a heater and they hit 70% of their threes and 70% of their threes and 80% of their threes, well, the next time they're probably not going to do that again. It's the reality of the draft. So, Hewes, we're 8 days away. I'm curious where everyone's at. 215-592-9494. Are you convinced the Eagles have figured out the NFL draft? I am not. I am convinced they've gotten better at it, and they've mastered some parts of what they've done here. But I'm not expecting or anticipating a draft like last year or the year before, because, quite frankly, I believe some of this is just luck. That's not all skill. Like last year, for example, Quinyon Mitchell fell to the 22nd pick in the NFL draft. He was the top corner by everyone's board. And he fell to 22. And the Eagles made a great decision to stay there. And then Cooper DeJean, every single expert we had on, every single time we brought him up last year, we all said, he's a first-round pick. And then he was there for them to trade up and grab at 40. Great decision by Howie and a great move. But it doesn't happen if he's taken at 26, where he probably should have been taken. So I'm not convinced the Eagles have figured out drafting. I think they've gotten better at it. But there's this assumption they're going to knock this draft out of the park. I hope they do. But again, no shooter hits every shot. No great hitter hits a home run every day. I think at some point this comes back to the mean. And I hope it's not this year. But I'm just saying, I'm not convinced we are now the best drafting team. No doubt about it. We got it. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Here, are you convinced the Eagles have figured out the draft?
It seems like this has turned into Hugh Douglas' long talking segment, because I feel like
it really is.
I have to kind of set it up a little bit so people can understand where I'm coming from.
Okay.
You asked the question, do I think the Eagles have figured out the draft?
Yeah.
I think the Eagles have figured out how to identify the personnel that they need in order to have success. And the reason why I say that is this. I look at some of the scouts. One of the things that I noticed when I got back to Philadelphia, Chris Naoli is one of the scouts that they have. He's an international scout. And he's a guy that I played with in Jacksonville. Chris played a long time in the NFL, and I know him fairly well because he was my teammate in Jacksonville. And I look at some of the other scouts that they have on their roster, like Jared Kilborn, Chris Naoli, Rob Streeter, Matt Holland. A lot of these guys that I'm mentioning have some type of NFL experience, have some type of, you know, dealings inside the NFL, the intricacies of the game. And I think that what Howie has done, he's put together a brain trust. And they've put together, they have a template of the type of players that they want for their football team. And they've put people around them that they can bounce ideas off of and have different people chime in on certain individuals. And they've amassed a bunch of smart young players that they can plug and play and have the success that they've had over the years. I think that's what the Eagles have done. So I guess to answer your question, have they mastered the draft? In a sense, yes, because they've identified who they want or who they think can fit into their system and fit in seamlessly and implement whatever it is they want to implement. Because here's the thing, Joe, one thing that jumps out to me, And it might be a small thing, but the players that they drafted, the Cooper DeJeans, the Quinyon Mitchells, it feels like in a small sampling size that they've locked in a way that most rookies don't. I remember my rookie year way back when. I was too busy trying to run the streets and be in New York and figure out New York as opposed to being in my playbook and learning my plays. It feels like these guys are locked into their job, they're professionals, and they take what they do very serious. Because you look at both of their rookie years. A lot of times we always hear stuff about the rookie wall.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have no rookie wall. They didn't have no rookie wall that they ran into. They didn't have that. They played seamlessly, and it felt like as the season progressed, they got better.
You can make a case they did. I mean, yeah. look at Cooper in the Super Bowl making that play. And look, those are great draft picks. And I won't be surprised if the Eagles make another couple really good draft picks. It's just they're on a heater right now.
Note to self, can't talk too long because then you start messing
up. Yeah, put that alarm in there for 10:10 every morning. All right. But no one, my point is, nobody's this good at the draft. It's not a Howie's not this good or the Eagles aren't this good. Nobody's this good. They are on a heater right now. And look, you can make a case to me today. They're going to do it again, right? Maybe the heater will. You know, I made the comparison. Typically, if a guy hits a home run in four straight games, he doesn't hit it in the fifth, right? Like, mm-hmm. Eventually, the hot streak
but
runs out.
But if he gets you a grounder, Or if he hits a bunch and keeps that hitting streak going.
Yeah, hitting streak could keep going. Yeah. There's been a sense the last month, like, yeah, they lost a lot, but we got the draft. They got this figured out. I'm not sure about that. 215-592-9494. I mean, I mentioned the word luck.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's go back 2 years ago. Now, Howie made a great move to short the Saints and get a first-round pick from them into the future.
He did short
the Saints, and that turned into the ninth pick in the draft, which, of course, became Jalen Carter. But, guys, if the Las Vegas Raiders select Jalen Carter at 7, which, I don't know, maybe if he didn't have some off-the-field issues, he would have been that pick, or he would have been the first pick, or whatever, then maybe we have Tyree Wilson, who has started 4 games in 2 years. Like, part of it is these players have fallen to them, and they've been smart enough to take them. 215-592-949. I was here from Howie yesterday talking about the draft coming up next week. And he does throw the word luck in here as he talks about the grades they have for this year's class.
The way we go into looking in the draft is we always take worst case scenario and work back from that. And we got to be really comfortable with whatever is our worst case scenario, which will always entail getting a good player. There's never 32 first round grades on our board. We don't have 32 first round grades in this draft. So obviously, it depends on how things go. You go through a lot of hypotheticals. You try to put yourself in any possible position so that you're ready to execute. Just even looking at last year, you know, the guys that we thought were most realistic being available at 22, we feel like we got fortunate to get one of the guys that we didn't have in a lot of the scenarios. So, luck plays a part in it. Obviously, everyone's looking at things differently. Everyone has a different vision for what they're looking for their team. Everyone has a different vision for the particular players that they're looking at. And you just hope that, kind of makes sense for your football team.
All right, Howie also speaking about what he's learned, what he has to do, is they have the 32nd pick here. Howie, on his approach next week when he gets on the board.
You have to be patient, one. You have to allow things to come to you. The chances that you're trading up into the top 10, top 15, top 20 are slim. That's hard to do. So you have to really kind of understand the strengths of the draft. You have to spend a lot of time being realistic about who do you think you have an opportunity to get so you can spend a lot of time with them.
Howie Roseman yesterday on all that. 215-592-9494. Are you convinced the Eagles have figured out the NFL draft? There seems to be a feeling that they have. A lot of people believe that they figure this thing out and they're going to keep rolling with these great draft picks. Look, Howie's really good, and he's always been really good. He's gotten better as time has gone on at a lot of things. But I'm just not convinced we're going to keep hitting draft picks the way we have the last few years. It feels like an almost unsustainable run of just fire. I mean, their top two picks in each of the last few years have been, in 4 years in a row, their top two picks, Dickerson, Devontae, Jordan Davis, Cam Jurgens, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean. I mean, that is an all-time run. I don't anticipate it being that great for much longer. Kyle, where do you come down on Howie, the draft, and if they've really figured this thing out?
Unfortunately, people probably aren't going to like me a lot today. I'm going to call some people out.
Go
but
ahead.
Nobody should be convinced that anyone has figured out the NFL draft. It's the NFL draft. Like you said, like Howie said, there's always a lot of luck involved. I like the way things are trending. And I'm a huge Howie guy, but the syndrome, the Super Bowl syndrome, is wearing me down. To say I trust Howie is one thing, but the whole, like, the fans who say, you know, whatever the Eagles do, I'm good with. You're mailing it in. Mailing it in. I don't know what happened to my city, my fan base, but we should always be holding the Eagles to the highest of standards. It's why the Eagles, I think, are as good as they are right now, because this fan base has always held them accountable. And when you're an I don't care whatever type of fan base, you get a team like the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I don't know. It's
a shot at you.
And you know
it's a shot at you.
It's a shot at me.
No. You were a Jag.
I wasn't drafted by the Jags.
You were a Jag, though. You went voluntarily.
No, it counts. It counts. But like we cannot be this fan base. Please don't be this fan base. Like, give me an opinion on what you think the Eagles should do and what you think they shouldn't do.
See Kyle talking. He ain't talking to us. He talked to the callers.
Everybody.
And
you too.
What do you mean?
You have the Super Bowl syndrome more than almost anybody.
No. You have it on a daily basis.
No.
I'm tired of it.
No, I have a unique perspective.
Uh-huh. Annoying perspective.
No, it's annoying because you don't want to hear what I have to say.
No, I hear what you have to say all
you
the time.
And you don't like it.
That's okay.
Because the truth, you don't like the truth. You don't like the truth.
I also think it's worth noting, along with Hugh's Super Bowl syndrome and a lot of people share.
The
best executives in sports, once they figure something out, everyone starts to copy them. So the advantage they have goes away. Like Theo Epstein was the best, right? He turned the Red Sox around, turned the Cubs around. What happened at the end of the Cubs and Red Sox with him?
Well,
teams started picking up. Billy Bean had a run where he was smarter than everyone. Then everyone was like, I'm just going to do what Billy Bean does. And they started to copy. And I'm not saying Howie's smart enough to jump ahead of the next curve. But at some point, like, because I know what people are going to say today. Joe, when he started drafting out of the SEC, he started, what? Yeah.
Awesome.
That's not like the novel concept. Right. Anyone could take an SEC player.
I think if you said to Howie, have you figured out the NFL draft, he'd laugh at you.
He would say no.
He knows it's not an exact science. Like, need I remind everybody, there was a sign across the Schuylkill.
Right over there.
That said, fire Howie Roseman. And really, up until, I mean, look, there were a lot of people that had questions about Nolan Smith. Nolan Smith looks like he's turning into a pretty good player.
Oh, yeah.
But right up until, like, I guess the Jordan Davis stuff, everybody had questions about Howie Roseman and the Eagles in the draft. Like, it's the NFL draft, people. Get the syndrome out of your brains. You're mailing it in as Eagles fans.
I don't think that's the case.
Mailing it in, Hugh.
I don't think that's the case. I had the privilege of being here when Jeffrey Lurie, like a year or two after he bought the team. And I can tell you, first couple years I was here, I can say with confidence, they had no clue about what they were doing. Mm-hmm. They were throwing darts against the board, hoping for the best. And as they grew and they started to learn the game, they got better. Now, there was a time where I was gone, and, you know, you're talking about the Ragers and the other guys and all the other stuff.
It's a bad one.
Yeah, like some of the other draft picks.
Andre Dillard.
But what I think they've done, they've put a brain trust around them and a infrastructure around them that allows these young men to thrive and feel comfortable being in this city. And they have, I'm going to even say, having Big Dom here. I think everything.
It did help with the Jalen Carter situation.
I feel like having the Big Dom here, having who is it, Connor Barwin here, having ex-players and people that the kids feel like, because at the end of the day, when they come from college, they're still kids.
Sure.
So let's call it what it is. And to have that kind of structure around them to protect them and do things for them that they can't do, I think that helps out tremendously.
You know,
really
we've lost the plot when we're talking about, are you convinced the Eagles have figured out the NFL draft and Big Dom's a part of the conversation?
Listen, I'm just, man, I'm trying to tell you. Okay, so why is it that every other team, to your point, this is a copycat league.
Yes.
And no other team has been able to emulate this.
Well, they're on a run. I mean,
why is it that all of a sudden?
Eagles are on a hot run.
No, but why all of a sudden is it that Howie is talked about like, hey, Howie Call, don't pick up the phone. He's about to fleece you.
So Howie's always been good at trades, contracts, free agency stuff.
But the draft is different.
The draft was one thing people thought he was bad at. And now it's almost like, let me give you a quick example, then we'll get to the phone lines. Imagine if you have a student who, for like the first 5, 6, 7, 8 years of their school life, right? Like first grade, second grade, like their grade school life. They're like a C student, right? And that's fine, right? They're not dumb, but they're a C student. And all of a sudden they get to 8th grade, 9th grade, and they're getting straight A's.
They go, just blow up.
So there's one of two things. Maybe they have figured out how to study right. Maybe they have their mind has met their study habits. Maybe that's Howie, right? Or maybe they're just on a little hot streak here, and maybe that's not really who
they
are.
The hell of a hot streak.
It is. Well, I agree with that. I don't think anyone can master or figure out the NFL draft to this extent. 215-592-949. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middleton, are you convinced the Eagles have figured out the NFL draft? We're 8 days out from round one. What's up, Chris?
Happy hump day.
Chris, what's up, buddy?
Guys, Hugh Douglas.
Yes.
You see what happens when you long talk? You stumble over your words and you give Kyle
bit.
Drops for the drop.
I mean, but you know, that's Kyle going to get a drop regardless.
Let's just hope Trey Hendrickson doesn't come up again today. What's up, Chris?
Guys, Howie season's about to start. He's definitely figured out the draft. We won the Super Bowl, and we have 8 draft picks this year and even more next year. This, you know, should give wet blanket people like Kyle confidence because he keeps us loaded with draft picks so that when he does miss, because you're going to miss, he has maximum ammunition to come back and right the wrong. And that's what is making Howie so good at this. He's finally starting to, as you guys are highlighting, he's finally figuring out, you know, through the process of who to pick and hit better on those picks. But the one strength that he's now coupling this with was always his amazing ability to load up with draft picks. And not only that, to move about the draft and move to get the guys he want, which is how he got Cooper DeJean that you guys were earlier referencing. That was a trade up. And again, that's what he's great at, is those aspects, accumulating the picks, moving around the draft board, and now making them more efficient.
So I agree, Chris, but you also need a little bit of luck to make it work. Like, if Cooper DeJean was picked where he should have been a first-round pick. We all realize that after watching him for a full season. He was sitting there at 40, and Howie jumped on it. And that's why Howie's so good. You're not going to get as lucky every year. Like, this year's version of Cooper might be taken where he's supposed to get taken.
Joe, again, you're not going to, but when you have all those draft picks, it gives you more of a likelihood to have the ammunition to be able to make those moves. And that's what's going on. And guys, on this here day, I'm going on the record. I'm planting my flag on hump day. Howie will trade up in the first round to get the Philadelphia Eagles select tight end Kyle Warren, Penn State.
Oh, another Nittany Lion for you.
All of you people, we're going back to back.
I want.
We are W-A-R-R-E-N Warren! Let's go, Howie!
Chris, good phone call. I mean, you'd rather have the Mason Taylor over Tyler Warren?
Yeah.
Is he better? Well. Or you just want his aunt here?
I just want to see Andre.
Yeah, come on. Please, you're honest.
The thing that Chris started off with is exactly what upsets me. He said literally these phrases back to back. Of course the Eagles have figured out the draft. They just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's
nothing to do with each other.
That's been a problem for Kyle for the last couple
of days. It's so annoying.
Well, but here's why that doesn't work. Two drafts after they won their first Super Bowl, here was the draft class. You guys ready for this? This was same Howie Roseman. Same guy. Andre Dillard, Miles Sanders, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, Sharif Miller, who I forgot he was even a person until right now, Clayton Thorson. Okay, that was the entire draft class. Miles Sanders was the only guy worth anything.
Oh, my gosh, it's awful.
Same guy, same Howie Roseman. He was
What draft class was that?
2019.
Yeah. I'm not trying to defend Howie, but what did that 2019 draft class look like as a whole?
Well, I'm sure there were some good players.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, what did it look
Let me give you 2020, okay? And obviously, maybe the best pick in the franchise's history, certainly Howie's run, Jalen Hurts was a second-round pick in 2020. That's an all-time great pick for the Eagles. You guys know what the rest of that draft class looked like? Rager, Davion Taylor, Kayvon Wallace, Jack Driscoll, John Hightower, Sean Bradley, Quez Watkins, Casey Tuhill. Same guy. Again, I don't think Howie was an F student then. It was a tough draft. I don't think Howie is an A-plus drafter now. It all evens out. I'm not convinced they have totally mastered and figured out the NFL draft. 215-592-949. If you're looking at 2019 draft class,
yeah,
there's got to be some good players.
Ed Oliver. Nick Bosa.
Who was drafted around where they
Quentin
drafted
Williams,
Dillard?
Quentin Williams.
Dillard went, what, 22?
Dillard, I just saw it. He's 22.
So what was right after Dillard? Montez Sweat was there?
Titus Howard.
Montez Sweat.
Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs is better.
Yeah. Marquise Brown, Hollywood decent. Mm-hmm. Sweat. Sweat was Washington. Yeah.
Well, that's a better pick. For sure. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls here. Are you convinced the Eagles have figured out the NFL draft? We're 8 days away from the first round. We got a great prize to give away. We'll get you set up with, you know what, Hughes Clues. Plus, an interesting anecdote from Baldy about the Eagles and the draft. We'll react to that next. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.